This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We also learned the international slate today, except for the one in Brazil, which will be announced tomorrow, even though everybody at this point feels like it's going to be the Chiefs going to Sao Paulo, Brazil. But anyway, here's the rest of the international slate. In Dublin on September 28th, the Vikings are going to go play against the Steelers. Then the next week, the Vikings are going to London to play the Browns. The Broncos in October will go to play the Jets in London. The Rams will play the Jags in London in mid-October. Then in the first week, or second week, I guess it would be in November, the Falcons are going to Berlin to play the Colts. And then the last international game will be the first time, I think, ever the NFL's playing in Madrid. And the Commanders will go take on the Dolphins. So a couple intriguing matchups. Some of them, one of those where we'll see later on the year if it becomes better or not. The Vikings, though, are the first team, other than the Jags, who have done it for multiple years now, so the second team ever to play back-to-back international games. I'm trying to figure out why the Vikings are that team. They're playing
they
in Dublin.
They had volunteered for
and
it.
Then they're playing in London in back-to-back weeks, which tells me, I'm assuming their bye week will be right after that, right? It has to be, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, usually.
So they'll have a week six bye this year.
So they'll have a week six bye and have to go overseas twice? That sucks. I don't even
with
know why
J.
you'd
J.
sign
McCarthy.
Up for that. That's awful.
With a rookie, well, second year, but basically rookie quarterback playing two international games back to back. That's tough. And they're the road team for both. That's how they got them to do it. They agreed to be the road team for both.
That helps at least. I guess if you're looking at it from that perspective, if you're the Vikings, you're like, we don't have to go to Pittsburgh. That's a true road game.
Although in Ireland, it is going to be still, terrible towel city there in Ireland. The scene is going to be awesome.
But it's not Heinz, like it's got a little less juice than normal because Minnesota fans travel okay too. Cleveland, I don't know that you're giving up much in the road department. Although they do got a good home crowd. That team just stinks.
By October 5th, that's only a month into the season. See, they needed that game later. If the first game for Shador Sanders or Dylan Gabriel was going to be in London, then there'd be more juice for that game. By October 5th, is it still Flacco?
Do we still look at this international slate and think that they're intentionally not putting very good games there? Look across the
Chiefs
board.
Chiefs
Chargers
ones.
is pretty much one of the
Chiefs,
better ones.
Chiefs Dolphins a couple years ago.
Steelers Vikings, meh. Cleveland Vikings, even more meh. Broncos Jets.
No, Justin Fields, no.
Pass. Rams Jags, nope. Anything involving the Jags, I'm disinterested immediately.
Unless Travis Hunter is
Falcons,
just doing amazing
Colts
things.
Might be the worst. German pissed. Falcons Colts. I don't even know who the starting quarterback for the Colts is going to be.
Well, by then it might be someone different anyway. November 9th, by then they could have two.
Yeah, it could be anybody.
Jones and Anthony Richardson might have started
Commanders,
by then.
Dolphins is somehow the second best of the entire international slate.
Yeah.
So, because at least if Tua is healthy, he plays good quarterback when healthy. That's the second best one outside of the first one with Chiefs and the Chargers. I don't know. This is the first time or the second time, I guess, in NFL history they've been in five different countries. I can't decide when the novelty will fully wear off. Like, we look at these schedules. It's interesting to me that the Vikings have decided to take on two of them. They're playing in Brazil and England and Germany and Spain. So, like, they are moving throughout the world. But at some point, I mean, do we just lose in Ireland? Do we lose the juice?
No, this is the beginning of it. That's the thing.
It's about to get worse.
There's going to be more and more international games as we continue to progress over the next couple of years. That everybody's going to eventually play international games every single season. That's where this is going. The part of when will people get sick and tired of it to the point where it hurts ratings is more of the question of when they extend out and all of a sudden they're playing 18 or 20 games. When they continue to put teams on every single holiday and all every day of the week and that kind of stuff,
Tuesday games?
Does the streaming services turn people off finally to a point where they're not willing to do it? You know, it's more of a television thing that eventually could be problematic for them if in fact people aren't able in their own market to access their home team. You know, that'd be where it causes a problem. And then if people are like, hey, 20 games is too many, I'm not interested in week 13 because I know I got 7 more weeks to go. That's where it's a problem. Playing international, like, we don't have to like it. You know, I have my issue with divisional games on international games.
Do you like the 8 a.m. game, the 9 o'clock game?
So that doesn't bug
me. We're
going to
talk Christmas here in a minute. Yeah, so, like,
that
I'm
doesn't
just curious.
Bug me. I've told you, you know, like,
it's fine. I feel like I'll take it or leave it. Like, I don't feel obligated to watch it, but if it's on, yeah, it's fine.
I watch every Thursday game too, right? So I'm different, but I enjoy waking up 7:30 or 8 on a Sunday. And then in a half hour or whatever, roughly, I've got football on. I just enjoy that. I don't have to, like, for me, I get antsy before kickoff at noon. Like, I love Sunday. I know you do too. It's like, let's get to the kickoff. I get, yeah, fantasy football. You've got your bets. You've got everything else. You've got different shows you're doing. You're like, let's get to kickoff. And it's my favorite day of the week during football season. And the fact that I don't have to wait and watch crappy pregame shows on NFL and ESPN and Fox and all that, I can just watch the game. I would rather do that. And that's what we get during an international.
It probably took pre-kids and all that stuff. Certainly my consumption of it was different. Now I would say I've completely eliminated. I watch zero pregame television for the NFL. I don't watch a single pregame show, not on the networks, Fox or ESPN, not on NFL Network, whatever. So, like, I'd much rather watch football. You got a statistically much higher chance, Gold, of me tuning into that. I just treat them as, like, a treat. Like, you know, like how sometimes you want, like, an ice cream cone after dinner, but sometimes you don't. Sometimes I will watch the game, and it's on, and that's fine. Like, oops, I guess I'm watching Broncos-Jets at 8:30 in the morning on October 12th. And other times, it's like I got stuff going on, and I'm like, I don't care. I don't care that the Jets are playing right now. I'll tune in to Red Zone at noon. Like, so I just kind of treat it as a, if I feel like it, football game. So it doesn't change or impact my schedule at all. And the Chiefs are so rarely at that time. And of course their one this year will be in prime time. So it'd be a nighttime game anyway to go with it. It's like, just treat it like a little bit. I'm still surprised the Vikings chose 2 in a row. That does still surprise me. I don't know why anybody would do that.
They're just trying to expand their brand, I guess.
Somebody says, imagine if the NFL put the Chiefs and Bills in the final game of week 17. High stake probability could be 19 degrees, snowy and windy.
Well, then,
is this game becoming Buffalo finally this year?
It's in Buffalo this year, yeah.
Buffalo.
You want to go make the trip?
January. Pass. If I'm taking a trip to Buffalo, it sure as hell not gonna, it may be never anyway.
What about in September?
But it's not gonna
be. September in Buffalo would actually be, I think, a nice trip to go up
maybe
there and
September.
Check it out.
I can be talked into September, watch people jump through tables. I'm not going in December or January.
We'll talk about this more tomorrow when we're the day of the schedule release, but tomorrow I'll ask you guys the game or the city that you're like actually keeping an eye on. For me, like, I want to see where that Tennessee game is because I might want to go to Nashville. And if, you know, I want to see where that Raiders road game is because
we might always be in Vegas.
And we need that Raiders game not to be Thanksgiving week. Thank you very much. Or Christmas
week. You
just
want to know straight up? Yeah, they can't be around a holiday. Yeah. We just need like a
and not the last week. And not the last week of the season.
Mid-October?
What do you think? Is that the sweet spot? October 9th. Boom.
I don't know.
Whatever day of the week that is. I don't know. Something like that, man.
Maybe it's a Monday night game this year. You never know.
That would also work. That would also be great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.